So it's New Year's Eve. What are your plans, Charlotte and Hannah? Anything exciting to bring in 2026?
Fancy dress. Always fancy dress house party, if possible.
What are you dressing up as this year?
I think it's yet to be decided. We have a theme. I'm not sure I can say it on here, but yeah, we have an idea. Charlotte, what are you up to?
I am going to be probably getting rather merry with some family friends and some of my family, and hoping that I'm not so merry that I can't enjoy the New Year's Day roast beef tomorrow. What about you, Tom?
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to have an invite to a mate's place in London.
So you might have a front row seat to the London drone show and the fireworks.
That's the hope. Whether the window that we're next to actually faces that direction and we're anywhere near the show is yet to be confirmed, but my fingers are crossed.
Welcome to the Ag Show quiz. Yes, the tables have been turned on our presenters. They are the contestants. They are going to be faced with 25 questions split across three rounds. Those rounds are Food and Farming 2025, Christmas, and Barnyard Banter. So just let me explain. 10 questions in each of the first two rounds. Those rounds, as I say, Food and Farming in 2025 and Christmas. You get 100 points. See, I'm very generous. You get 100 points for a correct answer, with up to 100 more available depending on how quickly you can lock in your answer within the allotted 20 seconds. Now, the time starts after I read the question. It's multiple choice, and you're all connected to my scoring hub on your phones to minimise any cheating. The final round, you are going to have to guess five things connected to farming that are being described by a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. Get it right on their first set of clues, you get 300 points, 200 for the second set, and 100 for the third. But I'm going to remind you as we go along. Anyway, Charlotte, Hannah, and Tom, how are you feeling?
Nervous.
Competitive is what I'll say.
Who thinks they're going to win?
Probably not me. I reckon Tom backs himself quietly. He's just too humble to say.
Feel free to play along at home if you like. We're going to start this quiz. As I say, 10 questions in this first round, which is Food and Farming in 2025. There will be four possible answers. Which season in 2025 was the warmest on record according to the Met Office? Was it spring? Was it summer? Autumn? Or was it winter? All three of you have answered ahead of time, so I can reveal that the answer is spring. Tom got it very quickly, so he gets 100 points for getting that question right, plus he gets 90 bonus for answering it so fast, so he's on 190. Hannah also got it right by saying spring. She gets 100 points for that. Not quite as fast, so only 57 bonus points. And, well, Charlotte, what did you go for?
I went for summer.
On to question two. Why were cows that graze on commons in central Cambridge given special GPS collars? Is it because it was to track them if they get loose on the streets? Was it to see if they walk in patterns? Was it to stop them falling into the river? Or was it to see which of them move fastest? You've all answered, and you've all got it wrong.
We've all got it wrong.
To stop them falling in the river.
But it's not going to stop them falling in, having it on. It'll just track them. It'll just say, oh, they have fallen in. Stop them.
Apparently, it was to stop them falling in the river cam by using virtual fence technology. So no points for everyone. And that means that Tom still leads the way on 190. Question three. According to an AHDB report in July, 11% of British households had purchased primary red meat offal in the last year. Which animal's internal organs and entrails proved to be the most popular? Was it pig, cow, sheep, or chicken? All three of you locked in an answer.
Go on.
You've all got it correct. Yes. Tom, in the quickest time, he gets 178. Hannah gets 172. And Charlotte gets 167. She's off the mark because all three of you said sheep. Next question. Which sector was the first to be covered by the fair dealing rules? Was it the dairy sector? Was it the pork sector? Was it the lamb sector? Or was it the potato sector? All three of you have answered. Whoops. Two of you are correct. Tom and Charlotte take a bow. You did it really quickly. Tom gets 189 points. Charlotte, 187 for knowing that it was dairy or guessing that it was dairy. Hannah, that's put you to the bottom of the leaderboard. Tom's leading the way on 557. Charlotte's on 354. Hannah's on 329. Don't despair, though, Charlotte and Hannah. It is early days. We've only had four questions. But yeah, it was dairy because it was part of the Agriculture Act 2020. Came into force in July of last year, actually, with all pre-existing agreements required to be compliant by July of this year, of 2025.
What did you go for, Hannah?
I said pork.
It has brought it in.
Yeah, I must have got
those
mixed up.
It brought it in this year. But dairy, trailblazer. Right, question five. What type of musical instrument crafted from a vegetable did the king play during a music reception at Windsor Castle? Was it a recorder made from a carrot? Was it a recorder made from a parsnip? Was it a whistle made from a carrot? Or was it a whistle made from a parsnip?
I'm not a fan of a parsnip, you know.
Oh, I love parsnips.
No.
Honey. Yeah, they're wicked.
All honey three roast. Of you have answered. Let's see if you are correct. You are all correct. Tom, 187. You're a fast man. Charlotte, 175. And Hannah, 136. Because you all knew that King Charles played a recorder made from a carrot.
I just thought that was the most sensible.
A parsnip whistle? That's ridiculous.
Question number six. Who is the new CEO of AHDB? Is it Helen Herneman, Helen Plant, Helena Bonham Carter, or Helen Mirren? We've all answered really quickly. You know it is, of course, Helen Herneman. Ooh. Charlotte, straight to the top of the class, along with Hannah. Wow, you've broken Tom's stronghold on answering the questions really quickly. You both get 192 points, Tom on 184 for that one. Let's go on to the next question then. This is question number seven. At time of recording, who is the farming minister? Is it Mark Spencer, Daniel Zeichner, Dame Angela Eagle, or Victoria Prentice? Tom, yes, you got it correct. It is Dame Angela Eagle. Hannah knew pretty quickly, 180 points. Tom on 101. Charlotte, nil point. But Dame Angela Eagle only took up the role, I think it was back in September of this year, replacing Daniel Zeichner. In fact, all four have pretty much held that particular role, a couple of them in a previous government. Yes.
Trying to
on
trick
to
us,
Martin. Question eight. Which former abattoir worker from Birmingham died in July, aged 76? Was it Hulk Hogan? Was it Ozzy Osbourne, Val Kilmer, or Robert Redford? Sadly, all four of these people have passed away in 2025, but all three of you knew that it was indeed Ozzy Osbourne. Charlotte, with 191 points, was quickest. Hannah on 186, next fastest, leaving Tom with 180 points. But Tom, the good news for you is that you are still top of the leaderboard after eight questions of round one. You're on 1,209. Hannah, you're on 1,023, and Charlotte, you are on 912. So you're all still relatively close, and we're only moving on to question nine.
Did you two know that it was Ozzy Osbourne, or was that a guess? Because for me, it was a guess. He seems like a wacky character that could have been working in an abattoir.
Yeah, no, I knew.
I don't know which one he used to work in, but I did know that, yeah.
Yeah.
Complete the title of our pork marketing campaign. This is British pork. It's simply the best, better than all the rest. It's tasty, but not as you know it. All three of you knew it, that it is. This is British pork, but not as you know it. Hannah, fastest, 188 points. Charlotte, just behind on 185 points. And Tom gets 178.
If I'd have got that wrong, it would have been worrying because I work on that campaign.
Question 10, final one for the first round at Food and Farming in 2025. Who is actor Ewan McGregor describing meeting here? I was so excited to meet her, but I kept swearing. I didn't mean to, but I just kept dropping F-bombs. Was he speaking about meeting Harriet Cowan, Delia Smith, Queen Camilla, or Minette Batters?
Oh, I've just answered that really badly.
I'll be the judge of that, Charlotte. Let's reveal the answers. All three have answered pretty badly. The answer was Delia Smith. None of you guessed that. What? Charlotte, who did you think it was?
I think I put Minette Batters because I was like, it's Feeding Farming. So, yeah, it's going to be her.
It's got to be
really
her.
Didn't really think about, would Ewan know who she was?
She was
in the nicest possible way.
It
I
was
love Delia.
Delia Smith. She taught pretty much all of us how to boil an egg. So at the end of that first round, the scores on the doors are Tom is ahead. He's on 1,387 points. Hannah, second on 1,211. And Charlotte, you've broken the four-digit barrier. You're on 1,097. So it is still pretty close as we go into round two, but not until we've taken a short break.
Hi, I'm Alice Perry with the latest from AHDB for the week commencing the 25th of May. Our chair, Emily Norton, has responded to the latest Farm Assurance Review Progress Report, highlighting work on 14 key recommendations and continued efforts alongside industry partners to support changes within the farm assurance schemes. We've also published a joint paper with the NFU outlining the purpose, scope and value of farm assurance. New opportunities for UK agri-food exports will follow the UK's trade deal with the Gulf Cooperation Council. Tariffs are to be removed on products including dairy, cereals and lamb, helping improve competitiveness in a region where demand for high-quality imports continues to grow. And farmers have the chance to get ahead on environmental planning with our new series of baselining roadshows. The countrywide events happening in June will provide practical guidance on measuring and understanding farm data. That's all for now. Find out more at ahdb.org.uk.
Welcome to AHDB's Forage for Knowledge update for Thursday the 21st of May. This week's average growth at 63 kilos of dry matter per hectare is lower than the same period in previous years. With slurry and fertiliser applications going on, it's worthwhile thinking about what else could be limiting grass growth. Are your soils working at their optimum, be that biologically, structurally or chemically? Liming and correcting sub-optimal pH opens the possibilities of increasing availability of N, P, K and S from biological or chemical sources. Also, to capture the full potential of clover to reduce bagged nitrogen, pH needs to be 6.5. Check and lime if necessary. On grass quality, the averages this week have been 20.3% dry matter, 12.3 ME, 20.9 protein. I'm Emily Udall. For more analysis and commentary from Piers Badnall, go to the AHDB website and search Forage for Knowledge.
Welcome back to the Ag Show Big Quiz, Quiz of 2025, whatever. I didn't really think too much as to what title I was going to give it. But I have to say, more importantly, I haven't thought of what the winner will get.
Yeah.
And I know, Tom, you're a bit upset about that, aren't you?
But is there a wooden spoon? That's the other question.
There isn't a wooden spoon. Had I thought to get one, Charlotte would be sort of heading for that. So we'll have to call her Charlotte Spoons Reese from now on, if she indeed finishes bottom.
Oh,
terrible.
Obviously, you can be playing along at home as well. It's a bit tricky with the speed points, but hopefully you've fared quite well with all the points that have been on offer so far. Anyway, Tom leads the way, 1,387 points. Hannah with 1,211 and Charlotte on 1,097. Still got two rounds to go. We've got another multiple choice. There's going to be 10 questions in our Christmas round. And then at the end of the show, we've got the best round, which is 9-year-old Emily and 4-year-old Olivia describing things connected to farming. It is cuteness personified. Anyway, on to the next round, which is Christmas. There's a few Christmas cracker jokes that you've got to guess the punchline to in amongst them. But we'll start with a normal one. And that is, in which ocean can you find Christmas Island? Is it in the Pacific, Indian, Atlantic, or Arctic? All three have answered, and all three have answered incorrectly. It was the Indian Ocean.
I know about Easter Island, but and I know about Christmas Island, but I couldn't tell you where it is.
Well, hold that thought, because if this proves a popular episode, we may have to do a bit of a quiz around Easter. So that might be a question that I would think up. Anyway, no movement in the scores on that one. Question
Montana.
Two.
Montana, we got to beat him.
Kevin the Carrot features in which UK retailer's Christmas advert? Is it Tesco, Aldi, Lidl, or Asda? All three have answered in double quick time. All three correct, all getting over 190 points. It is Aldi. From Jingle Bells to Wedding Bells, Kevin has been on our screen for a decade. I didn't realise it was, so long.
I enjoy Keith in this iteration of their Christmas adverts.
I've not seen it.
Who's Keith?
He's the Aussie one.
On to question three in the Christmas round. This is a joke alert. So this is, something that you'd find in your Christmas cracker. How did good King Wenceslas like his pizzas? Was it with a stuffed crust, stone-baked, calzone, or deep pan, crisp and even?
This feels like a very Tom joke.
Oh, give off.
You are correct. Good King Wenceslas likes his pizzas deep pan, crisp and even. Hannah, 191 points. Charlotte, 182. And Tom, 178. Well done. I'll give you an update of the overall scores for this round shortly. On to question four. Which country's Christmas dinner typically consists of a KFC? Is it the US, Singapore, Mexico, or Japan? Which country's Christmas dinner typically consists of a KFC? It is Japan. And only Tom knew that. He's got 190 points. So a roundup of the scores after four questions in round two. So this is just looking specifically at the Christmas round. Tom has 559 points. Hannah has 383. And Charlotte has 373. Ooh. Question five. If you were born on Christmas Day, what would be your star sign? Is it Sagittarius, Scorpio, Capricorn, or Aquarius?
No.
Yes.
The answer is Capricorn. Hannah and Charlotte both got that. Hannah on 176 points. Charlotte gets 163. Tom did not know. It's another Christmas cracker joke for question six. What did the dairy farmer get for Christmas to help them add up? Was it an abacus, a computer, a calculator, or a tablet? Well, it's tickled, Tom. What did the dairy farmer get for Christmas to help them add up? It was a calculator. Hannah, quickest, 192 points. Charlotte on 186 and Tom, 184. Question seven for the Christmas round. A long-standing tradition since 1947, the Trafalgar Square Christmas tree is a gift from which city to London? Is it Oslo, Stockholm, Copenhagen, or Helsinki?
I was hoping you were only going to give one Scandinavian capital city there.
But yeah.
Given all of them.
Right, let's reveal the answers.
Oh,
only Tom knew that it was Oslo. Tom gets 170 points. Charlotte and Hannah, well, you got a Scandinavian capital city. On to question number eight. In the first Home Alone movie, where are Kevin's, and this is not Kevin the Carrot, this is Kevin McAllister. Where are Kevin's family going on holiday when they leave him behind? Is it New York, Paris, Chicago, or Miami? The first Home Alone movie, where are Kevin's family going on holiday when they leave him behind? The answer is Paris.
Whoops.
Tom and Charlotte knew that. Hannah, with her whoops, says something else. Your final Christmas cracker joke, but the penultimate question in the Christmas round. Why did the snowman take so long looking at the carrots? Was it because he was hungry, because he thought they were parsnips, he couldn't believe the price, or he was picking his nose? Why did the snowman take so long looking at the carrots? It was because he was picking his nose. Hannah knew that the quickest. She gets 183 points. Charlotte, 181. And Tom, 175. Well done, all three, for getting it right, though. On to the final question for the Christmas round. And that is, why was George Michael partly responsible for preventing Wham's Last Christmas from being the festive number one back in 1984? Was it because he forgot to release it as a single, he was part of Band-Aid, he didn't buy it, or he started the Whamageddon Challenge? Why was George Michael partly responsible for preventing Wham's Last Christmas from being the festive number one back in 1984? It was because he was part of Band-Aid. And Hannah is the only one who knew that. She gets 159 points. Charlotte, Tom, you get nothing. Let's see what that has done to the points for round two. Tom, 1,279. Hannah, you've got 1,093. Charlotte, you've got 1,084. So let's see what your combined totals are. Tom leads the way on 2,666. Hannah, you're on 2,304. And Charlotte, 2,181. We've still got five questions left in this quiz as part of the Barnyard Banter Round, where there are whopping 300 points on offer for each of those questions. So it's not over yet. Charlotte, don't be starting to prepare how to cook with a wooden spoon. You might not be getting it, but we'll find out what happens after a short break.
Hi, I'm Annabelle Twinbarrow, analyst at the AHDB, here with a look at the domestic dairy market for the week commencing 25th of May. GB milk volumes have now slipped into marginal year-on-year decline, and we are now past the seasonal spring peak. March deliveries were 0.1% lower year-on-year, and May-to-date volumes are down by 0.4%, though this is against a record high. In the latest UK wholesale price survey for May, prices remained under pressure, impacted by ample supplies of fat. The average price for mild cheddar was £2,940 a tonne, 1% lower than the last period. Bulk cream prices remain at half the value of a year ago. Minimal movement in the average month pricing gave an average for the month of £1,220 a tonne. The butter price moved down £200 a tonne, 6%, to £3,330 a tonne. However, S&P average prices did see another month of strength, ending at an average of £2,500 a tonne, a month-on-month increase of £140 a tonne. This is the only commodity that is more valuable than a year ago, as demand for protein remains strong. For the latest data and analysis on red meat, dairy and arable markets, head to ahdb.org.uk and click on Markets and Prices.
Welcome back to the third and final part of the Ag Show's big quiz for 2025. Whilst we're in the break, the fighting talk began. Charlotte is not happy with Tom. In fact, she just doesn't want Tom to win. So if that's not Charlotte, she's backing Hannah. She maybe even help Hannah, I guess, to try and get across the finish line. Tom, what do you say to all of this?
Let's do the talking on the field, I reckon.
It's all right, your face will be in the mud, so you won't be getting much talking out on the field.
guys, please, it's just a bit of festive fun. But yeah, girl power, come on, Charlotte.
So we are on to the third and final round called Barnyard Banter. And in this particular round, you're going to have to guess things connected to farming that are being described by a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old, Emily and Olivia. Get it right on their first set of clues, you will get 300 points. If you get it right on the second set of their descriptions, then you get 200. And if you get it with the third set, you will get 100 points. So there's going to be five things. Now, change to previous rounds. You're not now on your phones. You can write things down to prove that, yes, you got it right. But after each set of clues, I'm going to be asking you what you think the answer is. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
A reminder, Tom, you lead on 2,666 points. Hannah, you're second on 2,304 points. And Charlotte, you're last. 2,181 points.
Thanks for being so blunt. Charlotte, you're last.
Right then, stand by your beds. Everything that the girls are describing is connected to farming in some way. Are you ready? Here's thing number one.
He likes to drink.
He looks quite proud of himself.
He likes to drink and he looks quite proud of himself, and neither of them said daddy.
I'm going to go for the one and only Jeremy Clarkson.
The first name that came to mind was Nigel Farage, but I don't know if that's what that means.
And Charlotte?
Yeah, mine's Clarkson as well, because he loves a bit of rosé, so he is a man after my own heart.
So two of you have gone for Clarkson, one with Mr. Farage. Here's clues number two.
They're wearing a green coat.
They're wearing a white T-shirt.
They haven't got much hair.
Tom? Are you sticking? Are you changing?
I'm gonna officially. He's got hair. I'm gonna stick.
Stick with Clarkson. Hannah?
I will change my answer to Jeremy Clarkson.
Charlotte?
Yeah, I think I'm sticking too.
So we've got three for Clarkson. Let's get the third and final set of clues.
He's in the middle of the road.
Behind them is a big field.
It's very green.
He knows Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, well, no. Jeremy Clarkson knows Jeremy Clarkson, so it still could be Jeremy Clarkson. But Tom, who are you going for?
Okay, if we're changing that, the white T-shirt is it means that it might not be, but I'm going to go for Cheerful Charlie.
I'm going to go for Gerald.
And Charlotte?
I'm going with Jeremy still. I think it's still Jeremy.
He knows himself.
So yeah. Tom thinks it's Charlie, Hannah thinks it's Gerald, and Charlotte is going with Jeremy Clarkson. Let's hear who the kids were on about.
It's Cheerful Charlie.
Yes.
Cheerful Charlie, you got there right at the end there, Tom. You get 100 points.
Fun fact, I have met Cheerful Charlie twice, actually.
In the pub.
So we have to put a disclaimer then to be like, he may not be a big boozer.
That was the first answer as well. The first clue is that he likes to drink water.
My godmother, she is also godmother to Charlie Ireland's son. So I've got a loose connection to him.
Clang.
Right. Well, that's not done too much to the leaderboard, because Tom was already ahead. He's picked up another 100 points, so he's now on 2,766. There is still time to catch him, though. Four more things to be described by our two youngest fans of the Ag Show. For 300 points, does anybody know what they're on about here?
Yellow and black.
Yellow and black. Tom, because you're still leading, you go first with your guess.
I'm picking between two things, but I'm not going to say what they are in case it gives it away. I'm going to go with a B.
I'll go B as well.
I'm going with like JCB, tractory, diggery thing. Other brands are available, but yeah, they're black and yellow, aren't they? JCB.
So Tom and Hannah both say B, and Charlotte's gone for a digger. Here's your second set of clues.
It sounds like...
Has that helped you?
No, that hasn't helped.
I mean, it
helped.
Could still be a B or a JCB digger.
Oh, my God.
I might switch, actually. I'm going to go for a JCB.
I'll stick on B.
You'll stick on B. And Charlotte?
I'm going to stick.
Sticking with JCB?
Yeah. Because a B goes bzzz. So I think she would have said bzzz if it was a B.
Here's the third and final set of clues for the second thing.
I think it's got four massive wheels and one long one at the front.
There we go.
Massive wheels and a long one at the front. Tom, what are you going for?
I might risk it, you know. I think because other brands are available, I think I'm going to risk it and go for a combine.
A fast tractor.
I still think it's some sort of JCB.
Let's hear from the girls what they were talking about.
It's a combined harvester.
Come on.
You were right. Another 100 points. He is the youngest, so he's on the same sort of mental age as our two guests. But that puts you on 2,866, ahead of Hannah on 2,304 and Charlotte 2,181. We are on to thing number three. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think you would find this in some sort of like factory. Like sometimes they've got them in waste treatment plants.
I like to live inside there.
It's something that you might find at a waste treatment plant, or it's somewhere where Olivia would like to live. Tom, you're ahead. What is your answer?
I'm trying to link it to farming. I'm going to go for an auger.
And Olivia would like to live in it.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, well, I've said it now.
I think it's an anaerobic digester.
Would you want to live in that?
Because it might look nice on the inside, very different.
You've been very harsh, Martin, for your kids if you're giving them an anaerobic digester.
I'd like to live in it.
It doesn't say the much for the state awful. Of my house.
Yeah. But that kitchen looked quite nice, actually.
Charlotte.
I mean, my initial thing was almost like, and this is probably really rogue, and I don't know why I think this, like some sort of straw something.
Okay. So Tom says auger, Hannah says anaerobic digester, and Charlotte says straw.
Because it sounds nicer to live in.
Yeah, straw house.
Set of clues number two.
I think it looks like a rocket.
I don't think that they will use them in outer space because there's no way of really getting them up there and stuff.
I'm going to go for a grain silo, actually.
I've literally just written the same down.
I think you might be right there. I think it could be a grain silo.
That's three on silo. Let's have the third and final set of clues for this thing.
I think what's inside is some sort of liquid. I'm not too sure. There may be water to keep the plants growing and water them.
I'm actually going to stick with my grain silo and hope that the photo you showed them didn't show it well enough. But there you go. Grain silo I'm going to stick with.
Yeah, I'm sticking, I think.
Sticking
yeah,
as well. Too. All three of you sticking with silo. If you're playing along at home or in the shower or on the toilet, wherever. Are you sticking as well? Because the two girls are going to reveal what they were on about.
It's a silo.
Yay. All three of you, take a bow. Round of applause. Ooh, you have
points.
Got that right. And you got it on the second set of clues. So you all get 200 for that. It doesn't do anything in terms of position on the leaderboard, but hopefully it brings a bit of morale to the girls. So on to the fourth question. Only five in this particular round. Hannah, Charlotte, you've got to do something now to stop Tom running away with it. Here is the first set of clues for this fourth thing connected to farming.
They're black-coloured.
It's made of metal and plastic.
And they washed it.
So it's something that's black, metal and plastic, and they have washed it.
No, washed it. Get it right, Martin. Washed it.
Water trough. That's what I'm going to go for.
I'm going to go for a milking cluster.
Yeah, I was going for a silage clamp.
So we've got a water trough, a milking cluster, or a silage clamp. Here's the second set of clues for this thing.
I think that it's got lots of tubes on it.
Red, blue, and shiny and black.
They look like something to do with washing liquid or something like, or separating something.
I'm going to go for a pressure washer.
Hannah, you sticking?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it's something to do with sprayers or chemicals or something, but I think I'm going to stick along the dairy milking parlour theme.
And Charlotte?
Yeah, I was thinking some sort of sprayer.
We've got pressure washer, we've still got the milking parlour, and we've got a sprayer. Here's the third and final set of clues.
I can see the cow's tail.
It's connected to the cow.
I'm going to have to change to what Hannah's put, I'm afraid.
Hannah, are you sticking with your milking parlour?
I am, yes, please.
Thanks, Hannah. I'm going to go with a milking cluster.
Is Hannah right? And have you copied her answer correctly?
It's a milking machine in a milking parlour.
Ooh.
You are
correct. We'll have that, won't we?
Well done, well done.
So, Hannah, you've made inroads on Tom's lead. Tom, you are now on 3,066. Hannah, you are on 2,804. And Charlotte, you are on 2,481. So, Charlotte, you definitely can't catch Tom. Hannah, there's a chance that you could catch Tom. Tom, you are sitting pretty at the top. You're there to be shot at, but only one realistic contender for your throne. Shall we have a listen to the first set of clues for the final thing connected to farming?
I can see a goldy yellow brownie colour.
You can sometimes use it when you're doing stuff.
Thank you.
Goldy brown, and you can use it when doing stuff.
When you're doing stuff.
Goldy brown. Tom,
I'm going to go for wheat. It's going to be wrong, but we're going to go wheat.
Hannah.
Oh, wait. Does Hannah want to be tactical and go after I've gone so that she can potentially see if that changes her idea?
Go on then, Charlotte. What's your idea?
Tom, if you win this, you do deserve it, but I will do everything to stop you from winning it. I am thinking like a pitchfork with a wooden handle that's like a goldy brown colour and you do things with it.
I'm going to go with the trailer.
So Tom says wheat, Hannah says trailer, and Charlotte says a pitchfork. Here's your second set of clues.
When it wins, it makes them dance.
They dance like this, swaying from side to side.
So my thought was, before they've given us another clue, was like a yellow welly. But no, that definitely changes things. I think I'm gonna stick with my wheat, actually.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking a crop of some sort. Do I go wheat or do I go barley? But barley's a bit yellower, isn't it? I'd say wheat's a bit more golden. So yeah, I'll go
wheat.
Well, I'll go barley then. Because then at least someone will get some points out of Tom's lead, if it is.
So Tom and Hannah both say wheat. Charlotte says barley. Here's your third set of clues.
Yellow leaf.
You sometimes use it with baking.
Yeah, stick.
Stick.
Change.
Tom and Hannah are sticking with wheat. Charlotte, are you changing?
Yeah, I can change. Thanks to wheat.
To wheat. Let's see.
It's wheat.
Yay.
Well done, Tom.
It is wheat. And Tom gets a whopping 300 points for that. Hannah, you get 200. Charlotte, you don't get as many, but you do get some points. So the final scores, it will be no surprise, because we're going to do it in reverse order, that the first name that I will say is Charlotte, who got a creditable 2,581 points. So
I think
well
that's
done, Charlotte, on that.
Saying creditable.
In second place on 3,004 points. Don't forget those 4 points. It is Hannah. So well done, Hannah. But pretty much leading the way from start to finish. None of you could peg him back. It is the colossus that is Tom. That's why he's got such a big head. 3,366 points. So the inaugural winner of the Ag Show end of year quiz, big quiz, call it what you like, is our very own Tom Spencer. I say our very own. It was only the three presenters taking part. So I was backing someone from the Ag Show to actually win this one. So congratulations. Hey, maybe next time we open it up to rival podcasts.
And thank you, of course, to yourself, Martin, and your little helpers at home. That was a great quiz.
That was cute.
Quite all right. Taking us out this week with all the plugs and other bits, it's the prize for the quiz. So, Tom, this is your moment. You can say goodbye.
Thank you all for listening, and that brings an end to the Ag Show in 2025. As Martin says, we'll be back in 2026. If you do have any questions for us, anything you'd like us to investigate, any suggestions for future shows, please do get in contact agshow@ahdb.org.uk. please rate us 5 stars, comment on the audio platform of your choice, or indeed YouTube, and we will see you next week. It's bye from me.
Bye from me.
And it's bye from me.
And I might
Charlotte,
think about
you don't.
Nice.
No, Charlotte, you don't get to say goodbye.
That's the wooden spoon prize.
That's the wooden spoon.
Silence.